These are, you know, the finest people in the nation. Young people, pretty young for the most part.
The president on Fox and Friends suggests that Justice Ginsburg's dying wish to not be replaced before the next inauguration was made up by Democrats in Congress. New York City, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington are the first on a new list of anarchist cities accused by the Trump administration of tolerating crime.
In a statement, Attorney General William Barr said, "We cannot allow federal tax dollars to be wasted when the safety of the citizenry hangs in the balance." Earlier this month, President Trump issued a memo directing the Justice Department to identify cities that could lose federal funding. Legal challenges are expected.
Fox and Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. It is the last day of summer. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix, nice breeze, high in the middle 70s. We should be pleasantly cool tonight with a low temperature in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, high temperature in the mid 70s should be dry as the fall season officially begins. Upper 50s again on Tuesday night. We'll add in a small rain chance Wednesday as we head towards the upper 70s. Then a better chance of some tropical showers and maybe some thunderstorms Thursday and Friday as we monitor the future progress of that tropical system in the western Gulf states. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A death investigation is underway after a man's body was found in Montgomery Sunday morning. Montgomery police found the body of 67-year-old Paul Heron Jr. in the 100 block of Coliseum Boulevard. Right now, no arrests have been made. President Donald Trump has declared a major disaster in three Alabama counties battered by Hurricane Sally. This declaration makes federal funding available to help people pay for temporary housing, home repairs, and low-cost loans to cover uninsured losses. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 130,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,200 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are above 750. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Tonight, Fox Premiere Week kicks off with a night of women who are strong, smart, and not afraid to kick your first. Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba partner up for the broadcast premiere of LA's Finest.
LAPD, time's up.
Then, Kim Cattrall stars in TV's most deliciously soapy new drama, Filthy Rich.
I've dealt with a lot of bastards to get where I am. These three will be no different.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/business deals.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Well, not exactly, Dan. But you knew that already. You have your favorite substitute teacher, April Marie Fogel, hanging out with Joey Clack. Hello, Joey.
Hello, April Marie.
We have been talking the Tommy Tuberville ad, and there's a good chance we might get back on that at some point. But I would be remiss not to talk about RGB and SCOTUS.
Yes.
So here's where I am. I feel like, well, first off, as a woman, I have to take a moment to reflect on what her career in life has meant to women, because a lot of conservative women that I know have taken the position of she was wrong on choice, she was wrong on some strong political issues, which, yes, she was. But as a figure, as a woman to emulate, whose career was storied, whose career was something young ladies, I want my daughter to aspire to realize that she can overcome the odds and she can fight for her own voice and her own seat at the table. In that aspect, kudos. Amazing. And I tweeted, go to my Facebook. I said, Democrats didn't lose a legend. Our country lost a legend. And I think that's important because regardless of the politics behind some of her decisions, other decisions where she weighed in, she moved the bar for women in the workplace, for women to own homes, for women to be able to, you know, have equal pay in the military, for women to be able to, again, have a seat at tables that otherwise they weren't welcome in. And we got into the issue of gender and gender equality last week. If you missed it, I am a big fan of gender roles. Color me crazy, but I am a strong believer that women and men have different roles in life.
That's just the Catholic in you.
It is the Catholic in me, which is funny and ironic since I didn't become Catholic until I was 30. I'm a convert. I believe that men are the protectors and providers, and women, we are just better in some ways with things that are domestic. Now, I say that understanding. I want y'all to understand I'm not great with all things domestic. I can't cook a meal to save my life. I'm just impatient. You need patience to be a good cook. I'm not a good cook. That's off topic. I just believe that we should all honor the life of Judge Ginsburg by understanding that she contributed to the idea and the principle that women can belong where decisions are being made and that women can belong in the courtroom, and not only just belong there, but really she had a voice. And again, it's those strong dissents, those strong majority opinions she wrote. She didn't just exist on the court. She was like me and other women who had strong opinions and voiced them. She was a thoughtful woman, a deliberate woman. Again, regardless of the fact that her positions were mostly things I didn't support or wouldn't support on the political nature, the fact that she didn't back down. She was strong and loud and thoughtful. That's to be celebrated. And I think there was a gaping hole there. And I loved her. For those who haven't seen the stories of her friendship with Scalia, I absolutely love the stories out there that talk about that. And there was a lot of those when Scalia passed away about how close the friendship that they had. Even when they were on complete opposite sides of cases, they had a love for the opera that they shared. They loved joking with one another. They loved enjoying meals together. He brought her flowers. I think we as a country can take away so much more than, again, just the politics side of that relationship and that friendship. We can be friends with those who believe politically the opposite of what we believe, so long as both individuals express their beliefs politely. I guess. I you can argue and debate facts, and I have many liberal friends who I argue and debate, and we maybe aren't changing one another's minds on the entire issue, but we can change one another's minds on certain points of interest. But I believe that we are a better nation, a stronger nation, because of Supreme Court justices who, like Ruth Gator,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
There you go. I literally just like had a moment there.
You're doing a Pelosi impersonation.
I was. Oh my gosh! Did you see that? That's neither here nor there. Yeah. It's because I wrote it. I wrote it down backwards. I believe we're a better country for what she contributed, and she will be missed on the court. Now to the rub. Do we honor her quote dying wish? No. If she wanted to choose her replacement or the timing of her replacement, she could have retired under Obama.
Yes.
It's that plain and simple, guys, okay? I'm all for deathbed wishes, okay? Deathbed wishes, sure, go ahead and make one.
Do you think the plan was, and people have been making this point ever since RBG passed away, she thought Hillary Clinton was going to be president.
Yes.
The first female president will replace her with another great progressive female jurist.
Yeah, and it didn't happen. And but we have the Senate, by the way, so I don't know that they would have gotten another far liberal judge through anyway. But I have the respect I have for RGB does not see, I did it again. It's my dyslexia. It does not take away the fact that we have a constitutional right and necessity to fill the seat and fill it now. And historically, 29 times we have filled the seat during an election year.
Now, what
had the selection made?
What do you think of Trump saying it's most likely it's going to be a woman?
Oh, no.
We
started talking about this a second offline. I don't like identity politics, okay? I don't mind him saying that so long as he has a woman in mind already and he's narrowed it down to just women. But I didn't like it when Biden did it. And I don't like Trump doing it either. Again, unless he has one in mind already and already picked. If he's just saying probably going to be a woman because he knows that the last three standing are women, that's one thing. Biden, it felt like when he did it, it was like, I'm going to pick a woman because I know you guys, my party will like a woman, and I'm trying to check that box and make people happy. I feel like and again, I'm not saying I dislike something Biden did, but I like it when Trump did it. I hate identity politics on a whole. Like, oh, it needs to be a Hispanic woman. No, it needs to be a this woman, or it needs to be a that woman, or it needs to be a woman. No. Stop it. It needs to be a qualified individual who is going to keep the Constitution, uphold the Constitution, who's going to be a thoughtful jurist. This is a lifetime appointment. This is not an appointment that should be made lightly. This is not an appointment that should be made to check boxes. And I say that under Trump. I say that under any president, past or future. When you are filling the court, you fill it with somebody who is going to uphold the rule of law. It's not complicated. And so I don't want to hear I'm going to fill it with a woman who might. There's a lot of talk, even though it sounds like most everybody likes Judge Amy Coney Barrett, that's she was the one Trump said he was holding her for when Ginsburg passed away. People like her a lot. But then other people are saying, well, no, wait, there's this Florida judge, a Cuban-American judge. I don't like identity politics. Let's pick the best judge, the most experienced judge, the judge who we feel like is going to do well. Do we have to go to a break right now? No, we got a couple minutes. I want to go to this clip that is out there from when Amy Coney Barrett was being put up for a federal judgeship, and Senator Feinstein kind of goes after her a little bit.
When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern. when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country.
So there's this kind of narrative starting, and I saw it with headlines last week where people were going after Amy Coney Barrett for being a Catholic and wondering how her Catholicism would influence her decision making, and challenging her Catholicism even against against Protestant Christianity. I find this a line of attack to be crazy. I don't want to use this word disgusting again, but to be hypocritical, it's just a very frustrating thing to hear this and see this.
Well, and it seems Amy Barrett's mentor, in many ways, she worked under him, was Scalia. Scalia was a very well-known Catholic. In fact, you have a lot of Catholics on the Supreme Court and within, you know, the judicial system itself, and I think Catholicism, say what you will about it, and there are plenty of examples throughout human history where the church didn't do the right thing because, well, they've had a long history. If you were around for thousands of years, I think we would all make a lot of mistakes. But that said, there is a great, you know, tradition of jurisprudence from the Catholic perspective with natural law and whatnot. And Feinstein there is just in a very nice way saying you're almost too Catholic. And it's, I don't think it's a critique that has a lot of weight, other than for progressive circles. And what Feinstein's essentially saying here, just say it, Senator, just say it, is abortion.
And that is a big issue that they're clearly attacking her, presupposing how she's going to vote on a case. But it's the unspoken Catholic attacks that bother me. What's interesting, and I don't know, because again, our listening audience here is in Montgomery. There was when the congressional race was happening, the runoff for between Paul DeMarco and Gary Palmer. I'm in that district. There was a lot of talk about Paul DeMarco being a Catholic, and that was the first time I had really seen. Now, again, that was when I was newish to Alabama, but that was the first time I had seen the evangelicals go directly after a Catholic. And it happened here again in Birmingham, Alabama. And I was so surprised. And I'm wondering if we're going to see a little bit of that maneuvering. And I from conservatives, as Trump gets to picking his final choices, if there is going to be a little bit of that unspoken, but she's a Catholic kind of argument. And I don't like it. You're making a face. All right. Well, with that, we're going to go to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk COVID and the CDC accidentally making recommendations on COVID prevention and then taking them back. Oops, our bad. I want us to start getting our freedom back. That sounds horrible, but kind of to some extent our freedom back. I want things to, I want to be able to draw lines in the sand in terms of getting our businesses and our schools open again. And the CDC has had enough time to get their act together. We're going to talk about that on the flip side. You've got April Marie. Stay tuned.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me get Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty. But if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Goodness gracious. I was having a hard time with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's name. I had written down the initials backwards. So, no, I am not losing it, nor are you losing it if you heard me say RGB as a set of RBG. It's just my dyslexia coming out this morning. We are discussing, I was discussing the some of the anti-Catholic backlash that has kind of come out of one of Trump's presumed nominees. But I must go back to the importance and the reverence I have for the historical career that the justice had and her contributions to our nation that go beyond the more controversial political decisions and opinions she wrote, but go to just expanding where women are more accepted in society, more power, the more rights and freedoms we have. Now, again, every now and again, I have to say, whoa, what was that she was thinking? But by and large, I really do feel like it was a positive thing for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to serve the way she did. Carolyn's on the line. Carolyn, how's it going?
Hey, April Marie, how you doing?
I'm doing well today.
Well, great. You know that list that you were talking about those women and that Barrett, Judge Barrett and all this? Those women would not have been put on that list if they had not had those characteristics that you mentioned just a few minutes ago, and I'll not go back and reiterate those, but you had made a good point. But they would not be on there if they did not meet those qualifications, I think. But that's not really what I called about. What I called about was, you know, RBG, as you mentioned. I'm like, you got to say it the other way, too, so don't feel badly about it. But the Fox showed her one time, last night or early in the morning, 5 o'clock news or something, anyway, this morning, that in 2016, that she told, then she said this, so she's really flip-flopped on this thing about this dying wish and everything, and I'm like you about the dying wish. Now, you know, I'd say that it's okay to you know, acknowledge that, but I think it's too much like she's trying to control from the grave, and, I mean, well, anyway, govern from the grave, but when it said, so back in 2016, they quoted her, she was saying it, that when Scalia died, and then she said that Obama should go on and nominate somebody, and that's when he nominated Garland, you know, mm-hmm. and then all that problem. And so you see, she then was saying, go ahead and do it before.
Yes, she did.
She sure did. And see, they've only shown that one time, and why they don't get that out there, I don't know, because it's very important for the situation, because they're all saying that, oh, you know, that these other, that he's, Biden is now contacting these other senators and trying to talk them into, just don't vote, and all this stuff. See, then that would block Trump. And so, anyway, and that's not fair. He should just keep out of it and let the senators. He's just talking about his friends now. I'm talking about in the Senate. But anyway, so he shouldn't be telling him that, I think, because now they're saying they should abide by her wish, her deathbed wish, and all this stuff. And that is the very reason she did that, I'm sure, because she probably never remembered that she had said that back in 2016. Or if she did, she wanted to get it corrected real fast, you know, and whatever. I don't know. None of my business about that part. I'm not trying to bring back the dead or anything like that. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that to you, that and just let it get out there. You know, she really did say all this back in 2016. You know, they're beating up on Lindsey Graham, you know, because they said, oh, and all, you know, what he said and everything. But he's no worse than she was. So, you know what, you know, just call it like it is. I mean, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen or whatever that saying is or something, you know.
Well, I mean, and you may not bring up a good point. I've seen repeatedly the Democrats use the Republicans' words against them in terms of that appointment. And what they're forgetting is the circumstances were different then. We had a Democrat president and a Republican Senate, and uh-huh. those Republicans didn't know anything to the Democrat president.
Uh-huh.
And then now we have a Republican president and a Republican Senate, and there is no rule that that they cannot, he cannot nominate somebody and they cannot confirm them.
That's right.
And he should. And I believe he should.
I do too. And he is a fighter, and I think that's what he will do. But then you have we have some senators who are just kind of, you know, they'd rather just stay back in the shadows and just not, you know, get involved and just, you know, let things be, you know, go their merry way and stuff like that. But, you know, they've got to be strong in all this. I mean, we have some really good ones that we've lost, you know, because they would just wanted to go back to their hometown and so forth and go back to natural life. But so we've lost some really good ones. But if these would just hold firm in this is going to probably be our last chance to get somebody in there, you know, about the abortion thing and about the guns thing and all, you know, all these things that are so important. So, and, you know, they have a good leader right now, but we don't know what we might. Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
We don't know what the future is going to bring.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. You said that right. So, well, listen, Joey, I want you to put me in the Sweet Creek because it sounds like that maybe this is my chance to win this week.
I believe so. What's your month and day of birth again, okay. Carolyn?
12/12.
All right.
Well,
okay.
Thank you so much, Carolyn, for calling.
Okay, and I'll keep listening to you. Okay, bye now.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, Carolyn has a very good point that Ginsburg was a supporter of election year appointments when it was being made under Obama. And as I said, she was, the saying goes, or the belief is, that she was holding off until Hillary Clinton could appoint her replacement, and that didn't work out well. Well, we all have regrets in life. We do. And I feel like on my deathbed, I'm going to have a long list of regrets. But that should not influence the way the country goes. And that's what, if it is to be believed that her dying wish was that her seat not be that appointment not be made until after the next presidential election, and the next, not just the election itself, but after the new person was sworn in. Again, I'm sorry, but that's not the way things work. And this seat belongs to the people, not to any one judge or any party. And that's just the way things work. You've got April Marie Fogel here filling in for Dan Morris. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble. We will be right back on the flip side of this break. James, you hold tight there on the phone.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go, and you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. It is the last day of summer. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix, nice breeze, high in the middle 70s. We should be pleasantly cool tonight with a low temperature in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, high temperature in the mid 70s should be dry as the fall season officially begins. Upper 50s again on Tuesday night. We'll add in a small rain chance Wednesday as we head towards the upper 70s. Then a better chance of some tropical showers and maybe some thunderstorms Thursday and Friday as we monitor the future progress of that tropical system in the western Gulf states. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Dan Morris Show, today and tomorrow with your favorite substitute teacher, April Marie Fogel. I am with Alabama Today, that's altoday.com. You can find me on social media at April Marie, A-P-R-Y-L-M-A-R-I-E. Yes, that's a double first name. It's very annoying. I get it. But thankfully, I moved to Alabama of all places and not somewhere out west where they really despise it and won't do it. James has been patiently waiting on the line for a very long time. Thank you so much for waiting, James. How's it going?
Hey, fine. Glad to get to start with you again. You know, the FDA and the AMA and CDC, they're all deeply rooted in with Democrats and in Democrat theory and deep state kind of. And they have really done a misjustice to through the freedom of speech, which I think is very, very wrong for them to do it. I think they've yelled fire in a crowded theater. Because as soon as Trump came up with his research, you know, from France, of the studies on hydroxychloroquine, that would have saved our country at least 150,000 lives and would have given a lot of hope to a lot of people and a lot of freedom for this country. But they jumped on it and made it where you're almost terrified to ask the doctor for it. You can go in and say, may I get a prescription for Plaquenil, which is a brand name of hydroxychloroquine, one of them, and you find out that the doctor's a Democrat, and you know, they're afraid. And now they're afraid anyway in Alabama because of the board, you know, condemnation, even though there's no proof. 66 cases prove that it is effective to the FDA, and only four said it's not. And, you know, two of those are by a fraudulent actor, and two are by cases where they were out of the chance of being able to be saved. They were too late. And it's overwhelmingly safe. I mean, there's no claims against it in 55, 60 years, but yet we're left staying in our home. We can't take two pills a week to have freedom. But yet, I tell you, there's a lot of these higher-up people, doctors and all, that are taking it themselves, but we're not allowed to get it. So it's a beef, and I wanted to see kind of how you stood on the fact that they were allowed to use that to the detriment of, you know, it's kind of like the free speech, but that was a detrimental free speech without any proof, and it's caused a lot of lives to be lost.
Well, here's the thing is there is a number, and you know this, James, there are a number of individuals who, especially within the media, who want Trump to be wrong at all cost. And in the case of this medication, at all cost has probably meant lives, has probably meant science and studies got ignored or buried. I believe that that if the drug is available and can be used safely, that physicians should have the right to prescribe it. And that, again, we cannot and should not let the media and elected officials or unelected official bureaucrats, for that matter, determine safety. And we run into this. The argument started as far back as Obamacare. How far will we let bureaucrats go in making healthcare decisions? If you have a physician who wants to prescribe you medication, they should be able to. And if you have the means to pay for that medication and or your insurance company is going to cover it, they should prescribe it and you should be able to get it. And so there's been a lot of different things that have come up, a lot of different medications, you know, in terms of try this or try that. And a lot of this is trial and error. Platelets, I believe, was one of these things where initially they said, we don't know if it works. Then they said it does work. And then others still scream it doesn't work. Again, I want healthcare professionals, not bureaucrats, making our healthcare decisions. I want healthcare professionals, not bureaucrats, not media pundits, deciding what medications work. And if your doctor, James, prescribes it to you, you should be able to take it so long as it's available. It's that cut and dry to me.
Yeah. I was warned, you know, that when I asked the nurse about my doctor prescribing it, she said, well, she's a Democrat. And she said, you better not ask. She said, you can ask for the inhaler. But don't ask for that. So, you know, it's condemned. You actually can go to Florida and get it. So anybody that can make the trip, they're more liberal on it in Florida, or I should say more tolerant of our president and not so political. But here in Alabama, you just are very restricted. You know, and I talked to pharmacists, and they said, well, they were prescribing it, but they've stopped prescribing it. You know, so it's just politics, you know. It wants to make the president look bad, and so it's very frustrating because it's such a lifesaver, and there's no need for all these people to be dying.
Yeah.
And so,
but, well, I appreciate you calling in, James. I think you're right. I think we have to loudly object to those who do not have the rights to interfere in our healthcare decisions from them being involved in it. And it's as simple as that. Regardless of your politics, healthcare decisions should be made between the person being treated and the doctor they chose to treat them. Cut and dry.
Thank you.
So one of the things I'm looking at this morning is the statistics in terms of COVID. There are some areas still that don't have their schools open, which is incredibly frustrating. Those tend to be in more liberal areas, shockingly. Not that politics play any part of it. And I'm looking at the number of deaths with COVID. Now, my friend Phil Kirpin, Phil and I work together at Americans for Prosperity. If you are on Twitter, you want to follow Kirpin. He's at K-E-R-P-E-N. Phil Kirpin, and he has been analyzing the data coming from the states in terms of deaths and cases. And he's been calling out those states who are manipulating data, or those states hiding data, or those states misrepresenting data, which is happening way too frequently for my comfort. Policy decisions are being made based on the information we have where COVID is having a hot spot, or where deaths are concerned, and that sort of thing. And so one should hope that the data we're getting is factual, is accurate. Schools are closed all over the country still. And the number of deaths with COVID is from the CDC, February 1st to September 12th, reported September 16th. For cases 14 and under, the total deaths with COVID is 64. That's 20 under the age of 1, 14 between the ages of 1 and 4, 30 between the ages of 5 and 14. Most of those deaths, and I've looked into a number of them, are children with pre-existing conditions. There was a case of a 2-month-old recently where the mother was decrying the fact that the state used her child's death as a COVID scare tactic when the child was born with a birth with a issue that was in fact the reason for the death. The child died with COVID. The child didn't die of COVID. I'm going to say that again. The child died with COVID, not of COVID. And there are a number of cases where this is the case. You get into a motorcycle accident. You have COVID. Did the COVID cause the motorcycle accident? Probably not.
Right.
It's a very frustrating reality when bureaucrats are manipulating numbers and data and then basing policy, and then elected officials are basing policy decisions around it.
Well, and then you have a press that walks hand in hand with them and their approach. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the stories where it says a teacher dies somewhere. And it's a tragic headline, then you read into it, and it's like the teacher wasn't even back in the classroom.
So there were 5 teachers who died, and there was this big story about the teachers dying. 5 teachers who died. 4 of the 5 were grossly obese, and that's medical term, not me being mean, okay? Do not call me and tell me I'm fat shaming here. I'm telling you this is the medical term used by experts. And 2 of them had not been in the classroom with students. And yet the teachers' unions are losing their minds because we're putting teachers at risk. Here's the thing. Identify and know your risk. I take risk based on my own personal, my life and my circumstances. By and large, of my group, my little potted circle, I'm probably the highest risk with my asthma. And I make decisions based on that. My children are young and healthy. My nanny is young and healthy. I come into the studio with Joey, who is young and healthy. You can ask Joey if you want to. When the older people come in for the show after this, and I love them all, I put my mask on.
You do.
Because I have this annoying, pesky cough that won't go away. And just in case I have somehow contracted COVID and I don't know it, I'm not giving it to them. I feel responsible for those around me. But I'm basing my decisions on what I hope to be science and what I hope to be factual information. And our government needs to stop messing with this stuff. They need to make sure it's right. They need to make decisions that are representative of what we know to be true. I get very, very frustrated when I see the media and politicians playing politics with this issue, because I think that's why we are where we are with mask wearing. They played politics with it. They played political football. We know mask work. Science has shown mask work, but people won't wear mask because it's in their head that this is another political ploy. And it's frustrating to me, and it breaks my heart. You've got April Marie Fogel here, again, like I said, ranting and raving this time about COVID. I have so much more to talk about. When we come back from this break, I'm going to read to you Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, his plan to crack down on the BLM protesters, or those protesting the Antifa, or all of those groups that are protesting in a way that is not, in fact, peaceful. His way of cracking down on the non-peaceful protesters. Coming up after this break, you've got April Marie.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
The Dan Morris Show with your friend, April Marie Fogle here. So, I've mentioned it before. If you are, if you have been listening to me over the last several weeks, you know that I am adamantly opposed to the idea of a charter school specifically for LGBT kids. And that's what they are. They're kids. They are, we're talking about a school in Birmingham, Alabama that's been proposed multiple times, has failed multiple times, got brought up again, even though in by parliamentary procedure and for all intents and purposes, it should not have been brought up again. And yet it was last week for brought up for a third vote because they're just going to keep voting on it until apparently until they get it through. It was brought up again and failed again for a charter school here in Alabama. And Kyle Whitmire of AL.com wrote a column today. And as you would imagine, he blamed this on bigoted Alabama, on hateful Alabama. To which I responded, hey, Alabama doesn't want segregation. And I'm okay saying that out loud. Because if you could imagine what would happen if any right-wing Republican person with a mic were to say, hey, I have an idea. Let's take all the gay kids and put them in one school. Liberals would rightfully lose their minds. What if during an argument or discussion over those children with gender dysphoria, instead of saying, hey, while talking about bathrooms, instead of using the bathroom assigned to your gender at birth or a bathroom specifically for that was non-gendered, meaning anybody could use a unisex bathroom at any point, what if we just took all the transgender kids, the kids with gender dysphoria, and we sent them to their own school? Oh, the protest. People would be, again, rightfully mad. We don't segregate. Even self-segregation, ourselves based on our sexuality, starting in sixth grade? That's what the Birmingham AIDS Alliance wants to do. So the Birmingham AIDS Outreach Group is the group that raised money for and is sponsoring this school. And I have to tell you, I'm glad, I am grateful that the Charter School Commission has voted this down multiple times, because we're talking about creating a school where people are taken out of the mainstream because they don't feel, the argument is they don't feel safe there. And instead, what we should do is we should work on making our schools more inclusive. I tell my kids all the time, even if you don't understand something or someone, you be kind. Let's teach our schools that. Let's get rid of bullying. Let's talk about tolerance. Let's talk about, well, here's the other thing. Let's not talk about sexuality at all at sixth grade. I don't want my sixth graders talking about sexuality or gender issues. I want them handling age-appropriate topics. I'm bringing this up because it got brought up again and it got voted down again, and the supporters of the school say they're going to bring it up again, and we can assume they're going to bring it up again and again and again until they get their way. So do not let up if, like me, you're opposed to this school. And I'm not, here's the thing that Kyle and others who support this kind of thing, they'll tell you we oppose it because of hate. It's not hate. It's actually love. I love everybody, even those with opposing views. And I want kids to feel safe in the school. I don't want a kid who goes to school to say, "Mommy, I don't like my school. I don't feel safe." And the mommy to say, "Okay, I'm going to take you out and put you in another school." I want a school that is inclusive. I want a school that does not allow bullying, period. If someone is a bully, if someone is mean, if someone is unkind, if someone is being violent or hateful in their words or actions, I want that to be addressed by administration. It's that easy. We don't create a school and move you away from the school because you say you don't like that. This is not okay with me. Okay, enough with that. The thing I mentioned before we went to break was that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida... Mm-hmm. has this morning released what he wants the legislature to take up. And he's got a little one-pager. If you're following me on Twitter, I tweeted it this morning to Ivy Ainsworth and said, "Hey, guys, what do y'all think of this?" And this is what it would do. The title is Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting, and Law Enforcement Protection Act. Now, DeSantis is, again, asking the Florida legislature to create a bill and pass it that would do these things. This is what it says. Part one, new criminal offenses to combat rioting, looting, and violence. A prohibition against violent or disorderly assemblies makes it a third-degree felony when seven or more people are involved in an assembly that causes damage to property or injures other people. So that's just an increase in the charges there.
Sure.
Prohibition against obstructing roadways. If I hear one more protester say, "We're peacefully blocking the interstate so you can't go to the hospital," I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind. It is not peaceful to block an interstate. It is not peaceful to block a hospital entrance. It is not peaceful. Stop it. No, you're not actively shooting or stabbing someone, but the person who needs to get to the doctor's office or the person who needs to get to work, or you're doing more than inconveniencing people. There's this great, there's a group of people in Birmingham that do this all this time, and the group organizer is really, really fond of saying, "Blocking roadways is meant to inconvenience you for the purposes of making you think about our topic." No, it's making me mad, and it's illegal, and it's annoying. And I don't hate it or dislike it because I dislike what you're protesting, but that's not how you have a peaceful protest. This is crud. It's crud. So anyway, so the governor's, what he's asking the legislature to do would make a third-degree felony of obstructing traffic during an unpermitted protest, demonstration, or a violent disorderly assembly. The driver is not liable for injury or death caused in fleeing for safety from a mob. Imagine that. The driver would not be liable for injury or death caused in fleeing for safety from a mob. How many times recently have you seen these videos where the, quote, peaceful protesters surround a car, pull the driver out, and beat them? You don't know if they're going to do it or not do it, but if they're blocking my car, God forbid somebody block my car and have a child in it, I'm running you over. This is me telling you, you are not peacefully terrorizing me and my children to the point where I don't know if you're going to harm me or them. You're not doing it. Part three, prohibition on destroying or toppling monuments. Oh, we're going to have to go to break before I come back. A prohibition on harassment in public accommodations. And then RICO liability. I love that part. We're going to talk about that after this break. You've got April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris. Stay tuned.